Are you studying for the Cambridge FCE exam? Do you need some help? We'll be talking about that and climate change vocabulary on this week's episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Welcome to Aprender Inglés with Reza and Craig. My name's Craig.
My name's Reza.
And together with over 45 years of teaching between us, we'll help you improve your English and take it to the next level. How are you, Reza?
I'm very well, Craig. I'm feeling fantastic. And you?
The same. Very, very, very well, thank you. So this week, we are speaking about climate change vocabulary and the FCE exam. But before that, we have a voice message from Andres and Lulu, who are living in Yorkshire in the UK. Let's listen to Andres and Lulu.
Hi, Reza and Craig. We are Andres
and Lulu. And we have got useful and interesting your podcast. We listen to you every single day, more than BBC News.
That is true. We are living in Georgia since 1 year ago, and when we arrived, we found very hard to understand the Georgia accent. Our English had been improving the last months, and now we are able to understand each word that you say.
We wonder whether you could explain to us the correct pronunciation of the indetermination in the verbs.
You know, irregular verbs, participle verbs. Do you know what I mean, sweetheart?
Thank you for your lovely work, and all the best for you.
Actually, regards to Mamen, Berta and Mickey Mouse, please. Uh-huh. See you guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you very much for your voice message. We really enjoyed listening to it, Andres and Lulu, over there in Yorkshire. I hope you're having nice weather in the UK. Just one small thing about your voice message. You said we are living in Yorkshire since 1 year ago. Use the present perfect continuous. So we've been living in Yorkshire for a year, or we've been living in Yorkshire since 2016. Or you could also say we came to Yorkshire a year ago, past simple. Any other comments, Reza?
I think it was a very, very good message. Thanks very much to both of you. But I believe what you're asking us about is something that we've already covered, haven't we, Craig?
Well, we have spoken about irregular verbs and their pronunciation. That was back in episode 73. So go to inglespodcast.com/73 to hear about irregular verbs. And for regular verbs, the ED endings, how to pronounce those, you can find that on episode 60. So inglespodcast.com/60.
Craig, we've got a bit more feedback now. We've got an email from Alberto Diaz. Shall I read it out?
Yes, please.
Hello, Craig, and also Reza, the dynamic duo.
Batman and Robin. Who's Batman, you or me?
Oh, well, we'll have to fight for that. Please help me. I have a doubt. Oh, okay. How we can realize, I think you mean, how can we realize, how can we know, you mean, what time has the verb? You mean, which tense? How can we know which tense the verb could, that's C-O-U-L-D, could, is in the next sentence? Here's the sentence. I could go to the party. Good question.
It is a good question because can be the past of can. So for ability, so I can swim, I have the ability to swim. If I want to put that sentence in the past, then I use could. So could is the past of can for ability.
That's true. So for example, if I said podía, the ability, podía or pude, could be ir a la fiesta, that would be a translation of I could go to the party. So that would work. I had the ability, podía, pude. But there's another possibility, Craig, isn't there?
Well, yeah, how would a native speaker know the exact tense, if it's past or if it's subjunctive? If it's in, for example, an if sentence, a conditional sentence, if I could go, I would, for example.
Mm-hmm. So it could be podría.
Yeah. But how would a native speaker know the difference if you're listening to that?
Just from the context, right?
Yeah.
From the context, we know if it's podía or pude compared to podría.
Mm-hmm.
It's just by chance, Alberto, that they're the same because can is an irregular verb. So it happens to be two different forms. In Spanish, you're more logical and you've got different forms. You say podía o pude is one form and podría is the other. But in English, they happen to be the same by chance.
So it could be for possibility, a conditional sentence. For example, if I had a car, I could go to the party, but I don't have a car, so I can't. So that's hypothetical. And it can also be for past ability. For example, I could go to the party before I became an alcoholic. I was able to go to the party.
Oh, what about this, Alberto? What if I said, if I could run faster, maybe I could be a famous athlete someday? I've got two coulds there. What about that? I'll repeat that. If I could run faster.
That means if I had the ability to run faster.
And then the second part, maybe I could be a famous athlete someday.
Meaning there's a possibility that it will happen in the future.
So I'm using the podía, first of all, and the podría, secondly, the two different forms. And it's quite common to get them in the same sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we hope that's answered your question, Alberto. And if something isn't clear, please could you send us an email and let us know. Before we continue, we'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, italki, A-T-A-L-K-I. What is italki? Well, italki is a website that will help you find a personal one-to-one English teacher. If you would like to study on the internet, if you need help with your English, for example, you're practicing for a job interview, maybe a presentation at work, you're going on a trip, or maybe you just feel like you want to have a little push in your English language learning, then we suggest trying italki. You can find a native speaker at a very good price and study at a time that's convenient for you. And if you're interested in the italki service, they are offering a $10 credit when you buy a lesson through our website. So if you'd like more information, please have a look at our link, inglespodcast.com/italki, I-T-A-L-K-I. And Reza and I would like to say thank you to italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Craig, I think we have a voice message from Sabadell in Spain from someone called Sira.
That's right. Hello, Sira. We received your voice message. Thank you very much. Let's listen to what Sira has to say.
Hi, Reza and Craig. I'm Sira from Sabadell, near to Barcelona. How are you guys? First of all, thank you for your podcast. I've been enjoying for almost 2 months. Now I'm preparing to do B2 exam, and I would appreciate if you could talk about a specific vocabulary like climate change or, for example, recycling. Thank you for all. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for your voice message, Sira, and for the inspiration for today's podcast on climate change vocabulary. Any comments, Reza?
Yes, thanks, Sira. That was very good, and we understood everything you said. But there are just a couple of little things that weren't quite right. You said that you live near to. That's wrong. No to. You just live near Barcelona. No to with near.
You could say next to.
Or next to would be good.
But not near to.
Very common mistake. Another very common mistake is that you said you are something like you have been enjoying for 2 years. Well, enjoying what? you've been enjoying our podcast or you've been enjoying them for 2 years, you have to give an object with the word enjoy. You cannot say, I am enjoying, stop. No, enjoying what? Because it's one of those verbs in English which must have an object. Enjoying myself, enjoying the podcast, enjoying it, enjoying something.
Yeah, you can use it as a reflexive verb to enjoy yourself. So you can say, I've been enjoying myself.
Craig, did you notice anything else?
Just one thing. You said, thank you for all, which is possibly a translation from Spanish, gracias por todo. But in English, we would say, thank you for everything. So thanks for everything will be much better. And good luck with the B2 exam. And thanks for your idea on the environment vocabulary. We spoke about some environment vocabulary back in episode 96. That's inglespodcast.com/96. But we found some more. We found some more vocabulary for you, and we hope it will be helpful for your FCE preparation. Looking at climate change, Reza, what is climate change? How would you describe it?
Well, to keep it simple, perhaps the best way is change in global weather patterns. Patterns like a design. Change in the global weather patterns. That's basically it. Of course, there are many, many aspects to climate change. Can you think of any?
Well, some people say that, well, I think it's actually accepted now, that some climate change is caused by emissions. EMISSIONS, the emissions of gases and smoke from factories, from power stations. When you burn coal, COAL, that's carbon in Spanish. Also from your car, if you have a car that burns petrol or diesel, the fumes, the exhaust fumes that come out of the exhaust pipe, el tubo de escape, they can also cause global warming and climate change because of the carbon dioxide.
People often refer to something called greenhouse gases. Well, first, we better say, what is a greenhouse? A greenhouse is not a house which is green. It's not.
I used to know the Spanish word for that.
For greenhouse?
Yeah.
Invernadero? Invernadero. So it's not a house which is green. It's a house or a building made of glass. We call it a greenhouse in English because it's typical to have green things, in other words, plants, inside. So the greenhouse gases are the gases that allow the sun's radiation to pass through the Earth's atmosphere, like the sunlight coming through the glass of the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also trap heat and stop it leaving the atmosphere. So the sun's rays, the heat from the sun, the radiation from the sun gets into the greenhouse, but then it stays in there. That's why greenhouses are very warm.
That's right. When you go inside, it's really hot and it's good for the plants. So I suppose it's the same idea. Yeah.
That is the greenhouse effect.
Mm-hmm.
So the environment of the planet suffers the same effect, that the heat gets in, but it can't get out.
And it's
everything
trapped.
Heats up.
Mm-hmm. And also, speaking about climate change, you often hear the expression fossil fuels. Fossil, F-O-S-S-I-L, and fuels, fuel. For example, gas, oil, coal, etc. As we said before, coal is carbon. So these are fossil fuels because they come from under the ground and they're compressed and trapped in the earth. And then we take them from the ground.
Ecosystems is a word you hear a lot when referring to climate change. That is the natural habitats that support different kinds of animal life and plant life. For example, coral reefs, like the Great Barrier Reef of Australia, for example. Carbon footprint is another common expression. Craig, how might you define carbon footprint?
Carbon footprint is the measure of the greenhouse gases that we create ourselves or industries create when they burn fossil fuels. It's sometimes used when you fly, for example, in an aeroplane. You can say we're creating a carbon footprint. We're leaving an impression, a negative impression on the earth because of the fuels we're burning.
Sometimes you get it written in some products. When a product tries to be ecologically friendly, eco-friendly. Sometimes it says on the product, sometimes it says on the product, low or no carbon footprint. They're proud of the fact that they produce that product burning the minimum amount of carbon fuels, fossil fuels.
Would you say you leave a large carbon footprint? Have you left a large carbon footprint in your life?
No way. I'm quite proud of my small carbon footprint because I rarely drive a car. Mm-hmm. I walk quite a lot, take the bike. I don't fly that often. So I would say my carbon footprint isn't that big.
And you do recycle, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
When you buy products, do you look for eco-friendly products? That means products that have been created in a friendly way to the environment?
I try to, yes. And if they're not too expensive...
Which they usually are.
That's the problem, isn't it? Quite often they are expensive. But if they're not, yeah, I prefer to buy eco-friendly. What about you?
I think so. Pretty much the same as you. Obviously, I take the bus and I do drive when I have to. But I do try and buy recycled paper, recycled cardboard, those kind of things, if possible, if I can afford it, if it's not too expensive. Another expression which you may find in FCE vocabulary is extreme weather. Quite a few of the questions in FCE are centered around extreme weather. So we have flooding. To flood is inundar. Inundación is flooding. Then typhoons and hurricanes, tornadoes, heavy rain, that kind of thing. So extreme weather is a popular topic in the FCE exam.
Craig, do you know what the difference is between a typhoon and a hurricane?
I think they're very similar, but doesn't it depend which part of the earth it happens in? Aren't typhoons centered around Asia and India, that area?
That's it. And hurricanes are Atlantic. That's it. That's basically the only difference.
But they're the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just different parts of the world.
I suppose they're very extreme low pressure. Depresión baja, low pressure, anti-cyclones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are, isn't it? Basically.
Yep.
Flash flooding is a very severe form of flooding. It's basically flooding in a flash. In other words, it happens very quickly.
I think there was some flash floods recently in Sri Lanka. I saw on the news.
That's right.
Heavy rain, maybe typhoons as well, and very, very bad flooding over in Sri Lanka.
It quite often even happens in parts of Spain, particularly places like Alicante, which is a very nice place, but it's a bit dry. Parts of Alicante and Murcia have become semi-desert. And when it's very dry in a place, then the ground becomes hard. So therefore, when it does rain, it's very hard for the earth to absorb the rain. And that's when you get the flash flooding.
So it flows over the earth very quickly.
Over the earth, because it doesn't sink in. But in a place like Ireland... My home country, we're used to rain all the time, and it can rain a lot and it doesn't flood because the earth's always soft and it absorbs the rain quite easily.
You could say that the earth is porous, P-O-R-O-U-S. So the rain, the water soaks in into the earth. It's porous. Speaking of deserts, you've just mentioned deserts. There's a word desertification. Is that eating postres?
If only it were, but I'm afraid
desertification.
No, as I said earlier, in places like Alicante, they're suffering desertification. It's getting drier and drier, and bits of the land are becoming deserts. In China, it's a big problem, and in other parts of the world, the vegetation is disappearing because of lack of water and winds. So what was previously green is now desert, desertification.
Just to be clear, desert is D-E-S-E-R-T, just one S, and desert is with double S, that's postre. And the stress changes. So desert has the stress on the first syllable, desert. Desert has the stress on the second syllable. So your postre has the stress on the second syllable and double S.
So, yeah, just to clarify what Craig said, desertification is not to do with postres. So don't imagine Alicante being so sweet, tan dulce, that it just turned into one big sticky toffee pudding. No, that is not the certification. It would be Alicante turning into a desert, which would be terrible because, you know, I'm very fond of Alicante, I must say.
Yeah, Alicante is very sweet.
It's very sweet.
It is.
Speaking of sweet things,
we have to say thank you very, very much to our friend Manuel García Betagón, who kindly sent us two bottles of dulce de leche all the way from Madrid. It was lovely to get that in the post. So thank you, Manuel.
So he sent us a dessert. He didn't send us a desert.
No. Also, while we're thanking people, thank you very much to Mamen, who sent us some lovely cheese from Asturias, some goat's cheese that we will be having after we finish this podcast.
Oh, thanks, Mamen. Thank you.
And put it in a salad. Thanks very much.
Craig, onwards. Adelante. What next? What other terrible problem can we talk about?
Well, in some parts of the world, people are cutting down trees to plant crops. Crops are cosechas. And this is called deforestation because forest is a collection of trees. And if you remove the forests, you're deforestizing the land. So deforestation is another common word that you may find in an FCE text about climate change.
So deforestation is about taking something away, trees. Other problems can be with things being increased, like rising sea levels. In the future, scientists predict that there will be more sea than before because the ice caps, the ice, which is permanently solid in the Antarctic and Arctic, is going to melt. That's to change from ice into water. Melt, M-E-L-T.
Fundir.
And that will make the level of water go up.
And, water's a big problem. The ice caps are melting. The sea level is rising. It's going up. And also, there could be water and food shortages, especially if it doesn't rain very much. So we did speak about too much rain when there's flooding. What's the word, Reza, for when it doesn't rain enough and the earth, the ground gets very dry and you can't grow food?
That's a drought. D-R-O-U-G-H-T. Very extreme dry weather. Drought. And in that case, there will be water shortage. Shortage means there's not enough supply.
Falta.
There can be water shortages, food shortages, power shortages, anything which is in short supply. Que falta suministro, we say shortage.
There's a shortage of chocolate in this house at the moment, unfortunately. Logging is cutting down trees. L-O-G-G-I-N-G. Logging. A log is a huge piece of a tree. You could say a piece of a tree trunk. T-R-U-N-K, tree trunk. So when you cut down trees illegally, it's called illegal logging. And that's also a problem in some parts of the world.
Where is that most common, Craig?
I noticed it traveling around Asia a few years ago. I noticed it in countries like Laos and Burma. Borneo, I think, has a problem with illegal logging. Usually countries that it's very difficult to control, where there aren't really police and national parks there to stop people cutting down trees. Yeah. And obviously they cut down the trees. In some countries, they use elephants illegally to transport the trees through the jungle, and then they sell the wood. So it's a big problem in some parts of the world.
It also makes me think a lot about the Amazon. The Amazon rainforest is famous for illegal logging. It's so big that if somebody wants to go far away and cut down trees, no one can really catch them because it's so huge, you'll never find them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Craig, heat waves occur from time to time in Spain and other parts of the world. What are heat waves?
When the temperature is very high and the weather's very dry and the temperature is abnormally hot, then it's called a heat wave. Wave is ola, ola de calor, a heat wave, hot weather.
And a climate change denier Well, the verb to deny means to say that something is not true. So a climate change denier is a person who denies, they reject, the existence of climate change. There are a lot around. So we talked about floods and droughts and the polar ice cap melting. A lot of this is because of the ozone layer protecting the Earth's atmosphere. It's being damaged. The ozone layer is una capa. So there's like a layer of a chemical which protects the Earth from dangerous rays, rayos, getting in. But because of lots of chemicals we've used that have got into the atmosphere, that ozone layer has become thinner. Yeah, thinner, the opposite of thicker, menos denso. And so now these dangerous rays are getting in. That is why years ago they prohibited a lot of aerosols, because they were particularly bad for the ozone layer.
So, Sita, I hope this vocabulary has been useful for you for your FCE studies, and it's possible that you'll also be asked to write about climate change in the writing part of the exam. So here are a few expressions that you could use in your writing. You could use the expression as a result of. For example, as a result of greenhouse gases, climate change is accelerating, or climate change is getting worse. Reza, can you think of an example with has an impact on?
Yes, desertification has an impact on water supplies.
Another expression, is a consequence of. Is a consequence of. So you could say the rising of sea levels worldwide is partly a consequence of the melting of the polar ice caps, for example.
And we could say that a rise in temperature could lead to the polar ice caps melting. So everything's kind of connected. Everything's a chain reaction, una reacción en cadena.
There's a high risk. It's also a useful expression. You could say, due to global warming, there's now a high risk of drought and flooding in some countries.
And one final useful term might be long-term consequences. We can compare the short term, a corto plazo, to the long term, a largo plazo. So, for example, there are many long-term consequences of climate change if we don't stop it soon.
So we hope that's helped you. If you would like to see these expressions, go to inglespodcast.com/160, where you can see them written on the webpage. And thanks again, Sidi, for your question. Also on the subject of the FCE exam, we have another voice message from Mamin. Hello, Mamin. Let's listen to what she says this week.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Reza. This is Mamen. How are you doing? It's been a while since I didn't speak with you, and I missed you so much. So here I am again. I want to ask you if you can help me with one issue, as always. I just decided to start preparing my FCE, and I wonder if you can help me with a bit of advice. How can I start it to prepare my exam? I want to do it in September, so I think that I have enough time, but maybe you can give me some tips or something like that. And another thing that I want to share with you is that I started to use a new platform, which I learned from Luke English Podcast, to study English, and it's called Get Spoken, and it's so good. And I've been doing two free lessons, and maybe in another audio message I can tell you about it if you want it. So let me know, and if you want, I could share with you my experience. So that's all. Thank you very much. A big kiss and a big hug. Bye.
Thank you, Mamin. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Any comments, Reza, on Mamin's decision to study for the FCE exam?
Yes, Mum, and thanks very much for your message, and thanks for the cheese. I'm really looking forward to it. Can I just mention a little grammar point? It's been a while since I didn't speak to you, you said. It shouldn't be negative, didn't speak. It should be positive in English. It's been a while since I spoke to you. It's positive in English. That's a very common mistake for Spanish speakers. Craig, did you notice anything else?
Just, I really liked the use of the word issue that Mamin used, I-S-S-U-E. It's not a common expression for this kind of level. To have an issue with something could mean to have a problem. But Mamin said, could you help me with this issue, este tema? So I like the way that you use that word in your message, this issue.
Craig, I know a few websites that are quite useful for certificate.
What do you use with your students? What do you recommend for them?
I recommend they look at flojo.com. Mm-hmm. That's FLO-JOE.com, flojo.com. They have plenty of first certificate practice there, so you can practice in the format of the exam and correct yourself.
Yep, it's a very good website, I agree. And it also has exam practice activities for other levels, for proficiency and advanced, CAE. So that's flojo.com. Another one I like, especially for listening, is examenglish.com. So these addresses will be in the show notes at inglespodcast.com/160. But examenglish.com/FCE listening has some very good level FCE listening tests so that you can practice the exam.
You can also visit the official Cambridge English site. That's at cambridgeenglish.org, and they talk about all their exams for certificate, advanced proficiency, and you can usually download examples or samples. That's like a typical model of exams, and do a little bit of practice. You could use that in addition to Flojo, for example.
And if you'd like to pay for a course, then of course there's no better course. And you can find that at the Mansion Inglés website. That's store, S-T-O-R-E, .mansioninglés.net. And it's in the downloads page. You can download the course to your computer for €17, or you could buy the CD. So if you are studying for the exam, if you have the level, then have a look at the course, and I think you'll find it very useful. The app that Mamin spoke about called getspokenapp.com, that does look very good. I had a look at it, and it looks like a very, very good system. And I do intend to contact the owners of the webpage to try and interview them if they are willing to come on for an interview. So I hope I'll be able to give you more news about that. But it does look like a very useful app. Based on Mamin's recommendation and what I've seen so far, then yes, we'll recommend it and put a link in the show notes.
Mamin and all listeners, there is one other thing you can do. You can simply go to YouTube and put in their search box Cambridge exam, and then the exam, the level you want. So put Cambridge exam FCE for certificate in English, or just Cambridge exam first. And you see official Cambridge videos of the speaking exam. And some of them, though not all of them, some of them come with an interactive script, which is connected to the video. So you open the clip in one
window.
And you open the script in another window, and you can jump around in the video using the script. It's very useful. Please note that they are not perfect students. They're real students, so they make mistakes. It's just to show you what the format's like to become familiar with the speaking exam. So YouTube, and in the search box, Cambridge speaking first.
Unfortunately, they don't actually say on YouTube whether or not the students actually pass the exam. But in my experience, most of them have the level to pass the exam. Some students are better than others, but most of them seem to have the level that they would pass the speaking test. And it does give you an idea of what to expect in the exam.
But they do give extensive notes in the interactive scripts, very, very extensive notes about the good and bad things of every candidate. If you're interested.
We'll be speaking about the FCE and other exams in future podcasts, but we're going to leave it there for this week. So it's your turn to practice your English. We would love to hear from you and get your voice messages. So if you do have a question for us or an idea for a future episode, please send us a voice message to speakpipe.com. That's speakpipe.com/Inglês podcast. Or you could send us an email with a comment or a question to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza, that's belfastreza@gmail.com.
And if you would like to join our Patreon program for detailed show notes, please go to patreon.com/Inglês podcast. And at this point in the show, we'd like to thank our lovely sponsors. Who are they, Reza?
Thanks to Nicolai, Anna, Pedro, Maite, Lara, Maria, Sara, Carlos, Zara, Mamin, Juan, Corey Finnerin, Mariel, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Manuel Tarazona, Agus, Manuel Velázquez, and Nestor García Mañez, our new sponsor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nestor. And remember, if you are a sponsor and you go to our Patreon webpage, you can download our free job interview MP3. And one thing I'd like to do very soon is to have a question and answer session on the internet so that we can meet you face to face and speak to you on the internet. So there will be more news about that in a future podcast. Before we go, thank you to Arminda from Madrid, and thank you to Alberto from Granada, who are continuing to transcribe our episodes. So far, Alberto has done 132 and 133. So we now have full transcriptions for all episodes 131 to 142. Thank you so much for doing that for everybody.
Craig, what's on next week's episode?
Thanks to a suggestion from our audience, we're going to speak about personal space on next week's podcast. Until then, it's goodbye from Reza.
And goodbye from Craig.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. My name's Craig.
My name's Reza. How are you, Craig?
Very well, thank you. Together with over 45 years of teaching... Let's do that again.
Flash flooding is a very severe form of flooding. It flushes as... Flash flooding, it's quite how...